So Mallory gave me strict instructions that what I say today has to have three things. Number one, it has to be kid appropriate. Number two, it has to be interactive. And number three, it has to be very short. So I will try and follow through with that. And so let me start off. If you kind of look at that sheet there, you'll see a couple of people. And one kid, he has his hat on this way. Do you see that right there? He's got his hat on this way. You see that? And then another picture has the kid has his hat on this way. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to draw a circle around which boy has his hat on the proper way. This way? Or this way, okay? So you can go ahead and do that for a minute while I explain something to the parents. This is the third Sunday. It's the Sunday of love. And as I meditated on that and thought about it and what was I going to say about it, I couldn't help but keep coming back to this marvelous verse which appears again and again in the Old Testament. And it goes something like this. It's the way in which God describes himself. And he says, "The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abundant or rich in love." And I looked it up to see where it's at. And you know, it appears 8 or 9 times in the Old Testament. And to my great joy, one of the times that it appears is in one of my favorite stories in the whole Old Testament, and is the story of Jonah. Now, let me tell you why it's my story, and to do that, I have to have the kids answer the question. All right, kids, how many of you circle the picture of the boy with his hat on this way? Put your hand up. Oh, no. How many put your circle around the boy that has his hat on this way? There you go. Okay. Now, I'll tell you why I love the story of Jonah. Because the story of Jonah has us kind of switch our hats. You know, because lots of times when we read the Old Testament in particular, God seems like a really, really grumpy God. He seems like he gets kind of mad if people do things wrong. He'll get kind of grumpy and do things and punish them and so on. And so sometimes we think that God in the Old Testament's grumpy and God in the New Testament's happy. But what Jonah does, he says, no. We've got to turn our hat around because the God in the Old Testament, he is love just like the God in the New Testament. So let's see how we get to that. God came to a man by the name of Jonah. And Jonah was one that used to speak for God. And God said, listen, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the city of Nineveh. It's in a country that now we call it Iraq. It wasn't then, but it was a big city called Nineveh. And the reason I want you to go to that city is because the people on Nineveh are big bullies. Big bullies. They are mean to people, and they were especially mean to Jonah's family and Jonah's friends and Jonah's country, the Hebrews, the Jewish people. And so God said, Jonah, you go and you tell those guys, you quit being bullies. If you don't stop being bullies to everybody, I'm going to come and I'm going to wreck your city. Now, you know what Jonah did? Guess what Jonah did? Who knows what Jonah did? He ran away. He was supposed to go up there to Nineveh right here, but instead he went to a place called Joppa and he headed over to a place called Tarshish, which is in a country that we call Spain now. Exactly the opposite direction. You see in your little slip there, you see Jonah running away. The sign goes for Nineveh and Jonah, he's running away. And you can kind of color that in if you like. He's headed out. Now, what do you have to do to get from Joppa to Tarshish? How would you do that? Would you ride a camel? You take a boat, right? And so that's what Jonah did. He went and he got in a boat and he started heading out for Tarshish. And he went into a boat. But you remember what happened. When he got into the boat and they got out into the ocean, a great big storm came up and the storm was tossing the boat back and forth. And even the sailors who were used to sailing, even they were scared. And they started throwing all the stuff over into the ocean so that the boat was lighter so it wouldn't sink. And they were terrified. But you know what Jonah was doing when the sailors were scared? He was sleeping. And so finally the sailors went down and they said, Jonah, you've got to pray to your God because we're all going to die. This is a terrible storm. We've never seen anything like it. But Jonah probably didn't even do that. Well, later on, they're going on and they're trying to figure out, okay, we've got to figure out, why did this storm come up? How come the gods are so angry? And they figured out that it was Jonah. They said, Jonah, what's going on? And Jonah said, you know what I'm doing? I am running away from God. And they said, well, how are we going to be saved? And Jonah said, I tell you, the only way that you can be saved is if you throw me, splash, overboard. But the sailors, they didn't want to do that. And so they tried rowing and rowing and rowing and rowing and rowing harder and harder and harder and harder to try to make it land. Could never do it. Finally, they said, okay, Jonah, sorry, God, we don't want to do this, but we are going to throw Jonah over into the ocean. And as soon as Jonah hit the water, the storm stopped. And then, who knows what happened next? Yeah, what happened next? That's right. Oh, God sent a great big fish and he swallowed Jonah up. And Jonah was there in that fish for 3 days and for 3 nights. You know, after he'd been in there a little while, he started to think, boy, oh boy, you know, the problem is I'm not doing what God told me to do. And so he comes to God and he says, God, even though I didn't do what you told me to do, you still saved me because you sent this great big fish to rescue me. And I'm thankful for that. And you know what I'm going to do, God? From now on, I'm going to do what you tell me to do. And so God said, are you sure? And Jonah said, yes, I'm sure. So God said, okay. Bleh. And out came Jonah onto the fish. Out of the fish and onto the dry land. Then God said, hey, Jonah, yeah? You know, like you just told me that you would always do what I said? Yeah? Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the great city of Nineveh and tell them to smarten up and quit being bullies or I'll wreck your city. And this time Jonah said, okay. And he went to Nineveh, which was a great big city. It took days and days to walk across it. And as he was walking across, he said, listen, you people who are bullies, my God says, if you don't quit being a bully, if you don't quit picking on people, then he's going to come and he's going to wreck your city. And the people believed him. And so the people said to God that they were very, very sorry that they'd done that. And you know what they did? They quit eating for a few days to show God how sorry they were. They didn't even feed their pet cats or their pet dogs or their cows or anything. And they wore really, really itchy clothing for a while just to say sorry to God. But you know what happened? God looked at that and he said, okay, since you're sorry, and since you're not going to do that bad stuff anymore, I'm not going to wreck your city. Now, I think that they would have been very... How many think that they would have been happy to hear that God says, I'm not going to wreck your city? You know what Jonah was, though? Jonah was mad. He was really so grumpy with God. He kind of stomped around and he was... Now, why do you think Jonah got mad? The bullies were going to be forgiven. God said it's okay. And they listened to what Jonah said. And then he's mad that they listened to him. Why would they be mad? How many of you, if you're getting picked on at school, somebody's doing something mean to you, and you tell the teacher and the teacher, and it's a really bad thing, and the teacher just says, oh, that's okay. We'll just forgive them. Does that kind of make you grumpy sometimes? That's what happened with Jonah. He's mad and he says, God, I'm so mad because I knew this is the kind of God you are. That's why I ran away to Tarshish, because I knew that you're a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness, and one who relents to bring calamity. Now, those are a bunch of very big words. So let's see if we can figure out what Jonah said God is like. The first thing he said is that you are gracious. What gracious means? It means to have mercy. That's another big word. But anybody know what merciful means? Mercy means we don't get what we deserve. Right? And so if you're wrestling with somebody and you've got them in a headlock and then, you know, they say, mercy, 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 you could win that fight, but instead you just let them go. That's mercy, okay? And so Jonah says, God, I knew you're merciful. I knew that you wouldn't give people what they deserve if they just said sorry. And you're compassionate. It means to be gentle. And the idea is, it's like, you ever seen a great, big, strong person hold a little tiny baby? And even though it seems like they could kind of crush them, instead, they're just so gentle. Or you get a little puppy and your mom and dad say to you, gentle, gentle. That's what it means to God, is that he's gentle. And even when people are big and mean, God treats them like they're just small, because he understands that they're weak compared to him. And he's gentle with them. Compassionate God. And then he says, you're slow to anger. Now, here's what I want you to do. You ready, kids? You listen now. I want you to think about this. When your mom and dad are angry with you, I want you to think, or maybe somebody else, I want you to think what noise they make, okay? Think about that, and I'm going to count to three, and then you all are going to make the noise that your mom and dad make when they're kind of mad, okay? You ready? One, two, three. Do you know that sometimes, because sometimes we make noises when we get mad, don't we? Do you know, somebody was mad at me today. Because I went over to our other building at Mission Heights, and I went in there because I was dropping off some papers, and I wrecked it. I messed up, and I set off the alarm. So I quickly had to phone the guy to say that, no, it's not a thief in here. And I phoned the guy. I said, hey, you know, I just accidentally set off the alarm. And he said, where are you? And I said, well, I'm at the Mission Heights Church of Christ. He says, what's the... And he goes, and he says, where is it? I said, it's on 84th Avenue. But what's the address? I don't know what the address is. It's on mention. I says, well, maybe it's like our old address is 9602 92nd Avenue. You look up that in Mission Heights. Just a minute. What's your password? Told him my password. What's your name? My name is Alan Jones. Okay. Thanks for the call. Have a nice day. That's what he said. And all the time he's there saying, have a nice day, but really he was breathing heavy because he was kind of grumpy. Do you know what slow to anger means? It means to have a long nostril. You see, what it means, because what it means is that when you get mad, you just kind of go, right? And so what it's saying is that when God looks at us and we do things, God has a long nostril. It takes a long, you ever seen when your dad gets really mad and his nose starts flapping like that? But he's so mad his nose gets big. You ever seen that? Well, it says that God, he is so patient. He's like, he's got a great big long nose, and it takes a long time before his nostrils start to flap like that. Because God is slow to anger. So I always say, hey, we've got a big-nosed God. That's my favorite part of the whole story. So I'm going to... Long-nosed God. So God is gracious and compassionate, and he's slow to anger, and he's abounding in love. Abounding means poured over. Overflowing. One of the little girls in the first service said, it's kind of like a flood. And that's true, right? That God's love is like a flood. It's just so much. We can't contain it all. He just pours it into us and comes out of us and splashes over everybody else. God has abounding love. And he's one who relents from sending calamity. You know when you get grumpy, your mom and dad, who says, your mom and dad says to you, take a deep breath. Anyone's mom and dad say that? Take a deep, and my mom and dad still say that. Sheena just said that to me just a little while ago. Alan, take a breath. Well, you know what relents means? It means that God doesn't want to have to punish people. And so what God does is he takes a deep breath and counts to 10 before he has to, because he doesn't want anybody to get into trouble with him. So he takes a deep breath, and he's so sad if he ever has to tell people that they can't be close to him because they don't want to. So he takes a deep breath before he does anything to punish people, because he loves us so much. Now, here's why I love the story of Jonah. Because Jonah starts off in his story kind of sounding like God is like we sometimes think God is in the Old Testament. Kind of grumpy and always punishing people and wrecking this city and bringing fire here and doing all those mean things. And it sort of starts off like that, doesn't it? Because Jonah's, hey, go and tell these guys I'm going to wreck the city. Okay, Jonah, you're going to run away. I'm going to sink your boat. But all the time, it's going along so that God wants us to turn our understanding about and understand and remember that God isn't just loving in the New Testament with Jesus and grumpy in the old. No, no. God is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love in the Old Testament as well as the New. You see, that's why the story of Jonah is a great Christmas story. Even Jesus, one time, he was having a bit of an argument. Some guys were being mean to him, Pharisees, and they said to Jesus, "You show us a sign and prove to us that you're God." And you know what Jesus said? He said, "The only sign I'm going to give you is the sign of Jonah. I'm going to be in the tomb for 3 days, and then I'm going to come and give life." You see, Jonah was a little bit like Jesus because God sent Jonah because he loved the people that were making mistakes. God gave Jonah life again, and Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus came because God is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love, and he wants to give us all another chance. So when you think about the story of Jonah, it's good to remember that there's a great big fish. That's kind of a cool part of the story. But what's more important than that is to remember that the story of Jonah turns our thinking around if we think that God's a big meanie in the Old Testament. And remember that God is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, long nostrils, and rich in love. Let's pray together. God, we want to thank you that this is the kind of God that you are. Because without that reality, we'd all be in trouble. And so we thank you that you were slow to anger and rich in love with Jonah and with the Ninevites and with us. And we thank you that this great, abounding love is seen so perfectly when Jesus came, was born as a child, grew up perfectly, died for our sins, was laid in the tomb for 3 days, but rose again with a message of love and life. Because you're a God who's gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.